League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
In there stepped a stately raven, the saintly days of yore.
Hey, that guy dropped a deuce in our bathtub.
Why go all the way to the bathroom? We can just pee on this nice floor.
There was weed being smoked out there.
He was doing this football time in Houston.
You hate cold weather.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
It's a TV theme. I can't place it. It's like, I think Cops.
No, it's...
No, not the show Cops, but like a police show.
Yeah, it is a police show. It's the guy who rode around on a horse. No.
Rode around on a horse?
Yeah, the cop that rode around on a horse in the city. Remember that one?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, this is Matlock or something.
No, it's not.
What is it?
I know it if I heard it.
Come on, Twitter. What is that song? Who is that?
What do you think the listenership is going to be today?
The what?
Listenership.
The listenership should be good.
Well, I got an answer. It's Rockford Files.
Rockford Files.
That's it.
Yeah. Rockford Files. Yeah. Jim Rockford. James Garner. That's right. And I never watched. A show
Maverick.
I never watched. Madlock, same thing.
Maverick was his other show.
Maverick was his good.
I watched Matlock, but not Rockford Files.
Matlock, you watched Matlock?
Well, my... Parents.
Was that the Andy guy Griffin? That was the old? Was that
Andy Griffin?
As an old Southern lawyer? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, how come?
Dressed like Colonel Sanders sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come? So if you left the butter out all night, wouldn't that have become a problem? Wouldn't we be able to notice that in the way that the cookies were like? Oh, he solved it from the. A Southern lawyer solved it from something having to do with baked goods.
So is this cold a godsend? I mean, you love this crap.
No, I hate this. No,
I hate this. No, what? You want it to be cold, and then you don't want it to be cold.
No, I didn't say freezing. I like, 50s.
But is this
good.
Helping our Texans this week?
Yes,
practicing in the cold? Yeah, it's not like they're going to be shocked when they get to Baltimore.
I guess, yeah.
No,
I guess. You think D'Amico's going to make them practice?
Oh, they are practicing outside. They practiced outside yesterday.
I'm sorry, did you not get the 4,000 phone calls and text messages from Houston Alert System?
Yes, right. Oh, Epcot or
I'm
AirPod
sorry.
Or whatever you are. Get off my phone.
The buses will not be working tomorrow. The metro system will be shut
down. Oh, that's
true.
Nobody's out today. Everybody closed
that's
their
what
business.
I'm asking.
Metro Houston area alert. Alert. Houston area warming centers will be open at 3:00.
I mean,
alert. Alert.
Do you got alerts there like could that? Be, I got none.
Oh, you don't?
I got none of that.
Do you get those, Dell?
Do you get those?
I don't live in Harris
oh
County.
Oh, my
but
God.
No, I
got yesterday there was like 5 different calls and text messages that come with it and emails. I got all 3. Maybe I signed up for it at one point. I mean, I'll know when a tornado comes in, I guess, but. Yeah.
Alert, alert. There could be black ice on the...
Hey, 2 of my friends got hit by the old black ice yesterday
the most
on the
treacherous
road.
Of all the ices.
Yeah, there was a little bit skidding, and they were like, ooh, ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
No. I-10 was shut down. Some truck hit the ice out in way out west of Katy.
Mm-hmm.
And it shut I-10 down.
Yeah, this is I wonder if people, I mean, I drove to work and I could see where ice was, like where there was water on the side of the road or whatever. And I'm driving here and it's not dangerous at all. And like the entire city shut down, all the schools are shut down. I get it. You're overly cautious for you don't want anything to happen, but
I do wonder if people around the country, because this is really cold for us, 20. I do wonder if people around the country, like who live in the Northeast, would think, y'all shut your whole schools down just because it's 20?
Yeah, but here's the deal is we don't have the infrastructure they have.
Salt?
Jane Byrne lost the mayorship in Chicago because she didn't have enough salt when it got cold. Or she won from, I forget. Anyway, she was involved in, a mayor lost their job in Chicago because there wasn't enough salt. They have salt ready in any instance. We don't have any. So when I got out to my car yesterday, I went and played a little cards after the show, and it was my door was ice. It was raining. Yeah, it was ice, and I was like, "Well, this ain't like if the roads are icy, we don't have any answer for it here because we don't have any salt in Chicago."
What do you mean we don't have salt? Salt Bay?
No, we don't have salt, rock salt that you put on the roads to stop to melt the ice. We don't have that. So here's the deal. People will skid, and we just don't have the infrastructure for that.
And we don't know how to drive.
There's some of that. But the fact that you don't know how to drive when it's ice, black ice in Chicago either.
Well, I guess so. So when we were, my dad was, his first year of college football was the chicken soup game with Joe Montana. The Cougars lost to Notre Dame and the most improbable comebacks. We were in Dallas, his first year of college football, the most improbable loss, heartbreaking. So we all had to drive back, like me and my brother and sister, mom and dad. We have to drive back from, and it's ice on the road.
How many
road.
Times did he hit the steering wheel?
Damn it, Lancey. I don't remember that, but I do remember this. He was...
Was King Butter there?
There was... No, he wasn't born yet. There was cars on the side of the road, strewn on the side of the road, nonstop, headed from Dallas to Houston.
Yeah.
Like, just cars. Now, they grew up in Kansas. They knew a little bit better how to drive, my mom and dad. But cars all over. It took us 8.5 hours to get back home from Dallas.
Gosh. And no King Butter.
No.
Okay. For those who don't know, I've been told, Lance's sister married a guy named King Butter.
No, she married a guy named Jason who legally changed his name to King Butter. They are divorced now. And I've been told I've been told through a third party that there will be repercussions for making fun of him on the radio.
Oh, God.
Like he may hack into something.
I think that's fun. I think that's a great name.
There's going to be repercussions.
Who's making fun of him? I mean, how can you make fun of a guy who calls himself
America?
Nobody. So here's the deal. I think it's an advantage. D'Amico says, just shut up and play football if it's cold.
Right. Not sure where we'll be playing, but we do know Baltimore. The elements. There will be cold weather. Gracious that we have cold weather here in Houston this week. It comes at the right time for us to be able to go out, practice outside in the cold weather. I don't think you get used to it. I always say, no matter what the conditions are for a game, right, you have 3.5 hours to suck it up, and whatever that weather is, you have to deal with it and be your best in that moment. You're not the only one dealing with the conditions. The other team, they're dealing with the conditions as well. So it's no excuse, no matter what the weather is, where we have to go. Like, man, you have to be excited about the opportunity to play. And whatever it is, you suck it up for 3 hours and you play your best.
Just suck it up. How about did he use the word gracious? Do you think God sent this cold weather here this week for the Texans to prepare for the Ravens?
There's a chance. I do. I am thinking that D'Amico,
by the grace of God.
D'Amico mentions God from time to time. CJ wears it on his sleeve proudly. There is a chance that this is God's team. I mean, have you seen all the stuff that goes on? I don't know what all different. Baltimore is just it's not a city with as much God as we have, I don't think.
No.
If I had to, I'm not sure how you measure
that. What are you talking about? Why are you laughing at that? We have more God.
I think we have more God. I've seen The Wire and what they did to the people in Amsterdam. I just didn't think that was, I don't know. That didn't seem like something God
We
have warming centers that open at 3 o'clock.
Do you see other quarterbacks mentioning God nearly?
Alert. Warming centers will be, like, we have warming centers.
So are we under the impression that, or the belief that there's the one God is involved? Because some people pray to different gods.
Well, it depends on who's got the right God.
There's only one God.
Yeah. Not if you ask other. Not if you ask some people.
Not if you ask me.
Well, I'm asking. Me? I'm
There's
asking the other.
Right now, you're asking John.
There's I didn't
one
ask
true
him.
God. Okay.
One. I just
John. Abraham.
So I.
Thank you.
I just know that multiple gods exist according to some people.
Well,
so what if they're praying to that god just as hard?
Heathens.
I can just tell you this. I doubt
we
there's
slay
a lot
them.
Of. I don't
they're
know
heathens that should be slayed.
I don't know. Slay or save?
Slayed.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to save them.
Well, or slay them. We,
is that
we
a,
used, well, back in the day, we used to
is
just
Is that
slay
a tenet
them.
Of the New Testament?
I, no, it was.
Is
no.
that a tenet of the New Testament? We kill
no,
those who
I
don't
think
agree
it's
with us?
Always been saved.
That's,
I think it's always been saved.
Oh,
now,
really? No.
Well, now.
It's the New Testament.
When we got back to Canaan after 40 years, man, we went in there knives ablazing.
Who's
and sometimes
who's
the saving
we?
Involved.
What are you talking about, we?
Our guys? Joshua?
And sometimes you had conquest.
I don't feel like
they're
too. My
guys. Yeah. Yeah.
You had conquest in
yeah, the
different
New,
countries.
The New Testament was
It was
much
supposed
more.
To be saved, and it turned a little rough. But listen, that's in the past.
Well, the Crusades.
That's the Crusades hey. Got... Yeah, this Crusades...
Oh, you think it's over? You think people are done killing each other because they don't
exactly.
believe in your...
I'm
exactly.
sorry, have you turned the news on?
Exactly.
That's right.
Have you turned a, we, yeah, have you turned the news on? You can find it. No, but back to the point about God loving C.J. Stroud. It's obvious.
It is.
It's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So when, so does
God,
God
hasn't let Lamar Jackson? He's only had one playoff win.
So, so. When CJ,
I'm just going by the numbers. I'm a numbers guy.
When CJ was playing in the CFP, God didn't love him enough for that field goal kicker to make the kick.
He loved him enough to put oh, have a good
yeah.
game.
Yeah,
he loved him enough to have
game.
A big game against Georgia.
He didn't. Maybe there was a, maybe he didn't love the rest of his
huge
teammates.
Game against Georgia.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. So what if God doesn't love the rest of the Texans as much as he loved
oh,
the Ravens?
He does.
Well,
he
that's
does.
The
oh,
well.
Does.
I'm sorry. Okay, so you got
he does.
Who would not? Why would God not love?
Maybe
D'Amico
there are
Ryans.
A lot of God fearing people on the
D'Amico
Ravens,
Ryans.
Too.
Yeah, Cal Hannah D'Amico Ryans.
Well, this
probably,
seems like devil horns. This is close to devil horns. So you sure God loves this?
He probably doesn't love it.
But throwing up the H?
Yeah, he probably doesn't love it. And but
that's
once,
not
he, once he knows that's an
pretty
H,
close.
Once he now this, the longhorn is the devil's horn.
Oh.
This what? Is just an H. This is just an H that we do.
What's yeah. the longhorns? Oh, that is
devil's horns.
That's yeah. when it goes out like that. Yeah. That horns go
that's
out.
Why they keep
speaking
getting
of which.
That's why they've been smited for so long, Dell.
It's very true.
Mm. Speaking of which, in the Alabama newspaper, did you guys
personal fouls
back in 1990?
Did you guys see this headline in the AL and AL.com, the Alabama newspaper? Texas declares war on Alabama.
Oh, with the players that are transferring,
Isaiah Bond.
Yeah, with the players transferring, so they pulled Mitchell from Georgia, and now Isaiah Bond, who is a big one.
Well, he's the guy.
He's
who won
really
the
good.
Iron Bowl.
It's yeah, the Gravedigger. I think for some reason they're calling it the Gravedigger, and that's what the play is called.
Oh,
and,
it is.
Yeah, and it was Isaiah Bond with a very slight push off, but nothing that you can't get away with. Yeah, Isaiah Bond of Texas is
How
huge.
How about that? That's huge.
As soon as Saban retires, people are.
How about Sark poaching Alabama players right off their roster?
He did that last. He's been doing that for a while.
We're back, Dell. We are back.
Wow. Wow. Mm. Hey,
we
I
are
got
officially
a great giveaway.
Back.
You're asking how many people are listening. How about this? For those of you that are up, for those of you that are listening, you're actually working. You're not lazy like a lot of people in this city. Giving away, when we come back, we're going to give away a we're going to be watching the Super Bowl. Well, the big game on February 11th. We're going to be watching that over at Warehouse Live. Gigantic screen. You're going to be up front and center with a private table. We'll give that away on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got that on the other side. Plus, we got a lot more to talk about. And, oh, by the way, is Maestro Dobell going to be there?
We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out. Well, I think so.
Well, I hope so because we need Maestro Dobell, don't we?
Yes, we do. We really need it, if
yes,
it's, especially
right
if it's in this spot.
It.
Yeah,
right now
we always need
with
it.
This
Coke yeah, we
Zero.
Always need it. Yeah, with that. Well, yeah, tequila.
You can put tequila.
I know somebody. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day who was having tequila and pineapple juice, and I thought, okay, I could see how that would work. Maestro Dobell would work with that. I'd go with the silver for that. I think the silver works a lot with margaritas and other cocktails, but so does a Jumito, which is the smoked silver. It gives you the same silver, but it's got a smokier quality to it. Gives it a little different flair based on the cocktail you're having, which I personally love smoky cocktails. But they have The Cristalino, it's a separate category of tequila. That one is used most notably as a sipping tequila. It's just, it's got such a smooth, it goes down smooth, such a great flavor profile. But there's the Añejo, there's the Añejo Extra, there's Reposado. There's a bunch of them. And I know I was blown. I had no idea Maestro Dobel made so many tequilas, but they do. They're in the business of making the finest tequilas, the finest variety of tequilas. And, of course, you know, having the price point that really can help you get introduced to a premium tequila. They've got a very fair price point for a premium brand that needs to be up on your liquor shelf. Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it. Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. All right, we are going to watch the big game, February 11th, which also happens. Justin, my boy, wants to, hey, let's have a big party. We're going to have, there's going to be food trucks there. We got, of course, he's got the giant bar. The place holds 1,000 people. It's a great venue. He's got a gigantic stage with a gigantic screen. TV's all over the place as well. So we're going to watch the big game there on February 11th. And I got a VIP table for you right now, 713-780-3776. Let's give it to first person to call in right now. I know that's a disadvantage for those of you that are watching online, but you know what? Oh, well. We'll give away more. We got plenty of them to give away, but we got tables right up front. 713-780-3776. Who wants to come and join us? It's going to be a fun day. Hopefully, Maestro Dobel will be there. I'll be throwing drinks around there. It's going to be fun.
Not literally.
No, I'll be.
Well, yeah. You may get drunk enough to throw drinks at people.
You never know.
So, what information are they going to? Justin's going to give them all everything?
Get an email or a phone.
And Justin number. Will set them up?
Email, and Justin's going to set them up. Yep. Justin will send them up.
By the way, I asked Maddie about that fallacy. I had to explain to her. I said, well, John will say, well, what does Mr. Granado say? I said, well, you know, he says things like, you don't know. Like Dell will make a comment and then Mr. Granado will say, well, you don't know.
So
she went
to
a book. She goes, oh, yeah, I can't remember the name of that fallacy. And she went there and she found the fallacy.
It's not a fallacy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a fallacy.
You don't know if something happened or not. You weren't there.
It's an assumption of, it's the fallacy of, it's an assumed truth fallacy, I think is what it's
not
called.
Assumed truth. You don't Where know. You,
oh, no,
you're
here's what it is.
And you
if the
know.
Other person can't, if you make a statement that the other person can't definitively
can't
disprove,
yeah.
But that's a fallacy on your part of assuming it's true.
I didn't assume it was true. I just said you don't know. You don't know.
It's
don't
you're assuming
say stuff
the other
that
person.
You don't know, okay? You don't know if I was going to MLK parade. You don't know.
Actually, I did bring up. That's what it was. I brought that up.
You don't know. I mean, just because I'd never been before doesn't mean you don't know if I was going to go. You have no idea. So
it feels like something you could legitimately get away with, even though common sense would tell us that's a total lie.
Art was laughing. Why would that be so? It's not crazy for me to be there. But what? That's stop, Art.
It'd be your first.
That's yeah. And I'm. You know what? Maybe,
I don't typically go to parades.
I don't even go to Astros parades. I've been to. I think one parade, the Astros.
I was on the phone. Is he still pretending like he would have
showed up? No, yes, I'm not pretending anything. Okay. You don't know.
No,
you don't
know we, well, your history has suggested that we do know.
All right.
Your past of the MLK parade being here every year and you never going suggests we do know.
So here's the deal is we're going to be there for the Super. We want you to come to Warehouse Live Midtown. Great place. Great place. It's got the largest retractable roof in the country of a non-sports venue.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. It's really a great place. All right.
The playoff games last night.
Okay, so
yesterday.
Let's talk about forget them. Who cares about them? We're playing the Ravens.
You don't care about the playoff games?
The Ravens are, okay, they're a little scary. Led the league.
Here we go.
Led the league in. Okay, here.
I thought the Browns were scary.
No, this is real. This is real.
Weren't you scared of the Browns and Flacco?
I was. Led the league in points per game against 16.5. Led the league in takeaways, 31.
Big deal. Anyway.
Led the league in sacks with 60.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something are you not aware of this?
How many games? I don't care about it.
Okay, you don't care. Okay.
No, God's team, A. God's quarterback,
so
number one.
Are you under the belief that the Texans are just winning a Super Bowl? Like, there's no challenges in their way?
There's challenges. There's challenges, but I fear no man when I walk in the shadow of death or whatever
it is. I wish we had that defense. Okay.
It'd be nice.
And I feel better about our chances.
I fear no man. I fear no team.
No team.
Okay? We may lose, but I fear no team. So with CJ on our side,
You know good quarterbacks have lost games before, right?
Yes, but I don't go in with fear like you guys do. I go in with my eyes wide open with a belief and a faith in my quarterback.
Some might say naivete.
Might be a little
Have you seen the revenge tour?
I've seen one game, and it wasn't revenge because he didn't even play in the first game.
Have you seen the revenge tour?
It's not a tour.
Mm-hmm.
It is a tour de force. And C.J. Stroud got beat, and this is a different C.J. It's a different Bobby Slowick. It's a different Nico Collins. It's a different Will Anderson. We'll see. We'll see how the Ravens are. Are they scared? I bet you the Ravens are saying, no. I bet Ravens radio right now is saying, you know, this is a team you really don't want to play. The Texans are a red-hot team right now. That's what they're saying.
That's what every stupid guy says on the radio.
That's right.
It's dumb to say. So the revenge tour goes to Baltimore is what you're saying.
Yes.
And so you're calling your shot already, or are we going to wait till Friday?
So do you
wait till Friday?
Do you glean anything from that game? Honestly, it was so long ago. It was CJ's first game.
There's nothing.
There's nothing to glean from
that
game. It's
meaningless.
Really, literally, there's nothing.
And I know we're operating because the Texans lost, but you know there's a chance that the Ravens are better than they were in that game.
The Ravens are much better than they were. The Ravens went to San Francisco and destroyed them. The Ravens have been playing great football.
The Ravens and Lamar Jackson don't win in the playoffs.
That is true.
They get tight.
They do get tight. And
do you see what the line is? The general the line makers don't give the Texans any.
Holy crap.
I thought it'd be like 6.5.
I thought it'd be less.
It's 9.5.
9.5. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. For a football team that just destroyed the Browns.
Lack of respect for the Browns, apparently. They don't think much of them, even though they were
Browns
the favorite.
Defensively are not good.
On the road, they stink,
Are not good on the road. But, I mean, what did the Browns play the Ravens tougher than that? I mean, how in the world are you just beat that
partly
team by 31 and you're a 9.5-point dog?
Well, part of it is, you know, they've had the week off. You're coming off a game. All the things that
week
go
off,
into that
they've
stuff.
Had 3 weeks off.
Well, I'm saying, because they rested guys. Well, part of that is could be rust, but that's part of the equation, too, that they haven't played and they're healthy. It looks like they're going to get Mark Andrews back.
Is coming back. Marlon Humphrey had a knee problem that he looks like he's coming back. There are all kinds of guys right now that they're getting healthy.
And the Texans lost Noah Brown. He went on IR.
Zay Flowers, Kyle.
Yeah, that's
Hamilton.
It's not great that
Noah
Mark
Brown.
Andrews is coming back. Noah Brown. Well, we've been without Noah Brown for a little while, but still, you'd like to have all the.
Oh man,
you
Noah
see
Brown
the shot he
plays.
Went. He. It wasn't a good throw. Noah Brown ran into two different players. He got off the field like he was. I thought he was maybe concussed. But maybe he was hurt. I don't know what but I just know he didn't look great getting on the field.
First thing I thought of was Tom Brady's right. It's quarterbacks are ones
running
that,
guys
that,
into
that,
problems,
running the guys. You got running guys into defenders, and CJ did that.
Yeah.
CJ did that. That was a bad throw. That was a throw that got his guy hurt. And you know what? Every once in a while they're going to make bad throws, but this is a team that is really, really, really good defensively. I'm shocked at 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
I'm seeing
what?
9 right now, but still. It doesn't surprise me. That 9.5 was too high. I just checked it. It's down to 9. But, frankly, it wouldn't shock me if it went to 8.5. I think I think people are high on C.J. Stroud.
I do, too. And when it's like that, it's a bad. Now, the Colts game was a bad sign for the Texans because everybody was on the Texans. Right?
Never right
like
side.
94% of the money was on the Texans against the Colts. Mm-hmm. That was a bad sign, a really bad sign, because bettors don't always win. They won that game. This is a really bad sign because it's a line that seems to be a bit out of whack. And if it's a bit out of whack, then you can then wacky things happen.
Well, I think that it's that way because the general public is going to be on the Ravens. The Ravens are hot. The Ravens have shown an ability to cover big numbers and put up big numbers on teams. I think you have to give them the respect of putting a big number on there, which is fine. I mean, it's a point spread. It's not the game. They're not playing the game. I just think from a game standpoint, the Texans are just understand their offense and their roles too well. I think it will be – I mean, I could see it becoming a blowout. Of course I could see it becoming a blowout. But I do think that – I mean, I do think that the Texans have what it takes to make this a game.
What was the line when they went into Cincinnati?
I'll have to check.
Joe Burrow healthy, a Cincinnati team that was playing really, really well, and that the Texans went in there and actually should have won by more than they did.
Yeah, I can't. The NFL blocks my – can't get to the point spread.
If anybody remembers, give it a
The news broke about 25, 30 minutes ago, but Jason Kelce has informed his teammates he is retiring. And it looked like it in the game last night. He was could barely hold back the tears, but Jason Kelce tells his teammates, according to Mike Garofalo, one of Lance's favorites, that he's retiring.
Well, Jason, not Travis.
No, Jason.
Jason Kelce, the center. He was all pro again this year.
He's a really, really good player.
Hall of Famer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelce's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's an outstanding center. I mean, undersized and still performed at an incredibly high level.
He's had a bunch of Pro Bowl.
Travis Kelce will be done by next year. I'm starting to wonder if we're starting to see.
That's what I thought at first when you said that.
Did you really?
Travis.
Well, he's got
why not? With his money?
Well
he's got a
when you win the lottery?
They're not married yet. What lottery?
He's just got. I didn't know if you heard. They're getting married. They're going to be married this summer.
He's got tickets in his pocket.
Yeah. No.
Who said that?
You didn't see the rumors.
I don't stay up on that.
Rumors.
When she locks that man into a prenup, we'll see how much money he gets.
Hey, you're crazy. He's catching a prenup. There's not gonna. No.
Yeah. Those.
He's got a lottery ticket in his pocket. Now he could live a great life.
Travis. Economic times. Travis and Taylor Swift are likely to get engaged this
economic
summer.
Economic times. Are they the Men's entertainment
journal.
Reporters?
Men's Journal. It's all over
it's
the internet.
It's all over.
Men's
economic
Journal.
And Men's Journal.
Yeah. Travis Kelce plans to get engaged. Sports Illustrated. They plan to get engaged this summer.
All the sports sites have
not engaged. And he's definitely not married.
Put a ring on it. Done. Bye. I won the lottery.
Well, he may... Yeah, I mean, he could absolutely retire. I think also he's not playing very well.
Did you see her dancing in the suite?
Yeah, I think it's and Tony Dungy said she's bad for football.
Yeah,
and the fan. This is kind of my thought on this.
Why do people care?
Yeah, I just honestly, it's not her fault that she has a boyfriend. He plays football. They seem to like each other a lot. Maybe even love each other. And then, you know, it's not her. I don't think she's doing it for attention because she's got a lot of attention. The NFL likes the attention more than she likes the attention.
Yes. Does she need the NFL's attention?
No.
And she wants to go to the game and have fun like a regular person.
Yeah. And
you know, in a suite. But
that's not her fault.
But you consider that a regular person.
That's a regular
in
person.
In a suite. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a woman of the people. It's a WOP.
She is a woman of the people.
She doesn't do WOP. She does WOLP.
I don't want to do that. No.
Yeah,
whoop.
To your point, it's not like she's
woman of people.
It's not like she's whoop. Getting the field pass and standing out there and watching them warm
she's
up.
She's not
she
doing goes TikTok right up. Videos. Going.
that's Jackson. Jackson's the one.
Jackson's got that corner.
Yeah.
She just goes up there and sits up there and watches the game.
I'm sorry, hey America, she killed off Jackson Mahomes. You should be saying thank you. You shouldn't be saying. When's the last time you saw some Jackson Mahomes stuff jumping off?
No,
never,
because
that wasn't because of Taylor Swift.
You know what? With all the lawsuits against them,
yeah, but Taylor Swift made it easy too. Now we don't. I forgot he had a brother. I forgot he had siblings.
I think he did too. That's why you don't see him anymore.
Well, Taylor, it's easy now. Now Brittany has somebody to hang out with.
Yeah,
Brittany Mahomes has somebody to hang out with. Taylor, and all she's just trying to do is go to a game. She can't help it that NBC shows her all the time. I think people's. You know, acting like their peepees hurt so bad when she's on the TV. It's like, ow, I can't
and they're doing a dance up there. I like
she's
it.
Having
they're
a all good, she's having a good time.
Swaying back and forth like Aggies.
And they
look like Aggies.
Well, that's
up there.
True, actually, which is a little disturbing. And someone makes a good point. Not one of Lance's favorites because his handle is not Lance Zierlein. Travis Kelce equals John Granato. It takes one kept man to recognize another.
Okay.
You're not going to argue.
Wait, oh, you hurt my feelings.
John was like, wait a minute. I'm not arguing this.
I ain't arguing that. I'm a cut man. What? I don't care. Time for me right now to talk about, okay.
Well, so when we come back, we've got Dusty Baker news.
Yep.
We've got Mike Tomlin speculation, and we will talk about the two playoff games that happened yesterday.
Okay, if we have to. So if you have a gun, to get us safe. Do not put your family in danger. Safe start is, even if it's just to lock it up. I mean, those safes are, there's a $700, they got $600, $700 safes at Houston Safe and Lock, at King Safe and Lock. Same company, they just have different names. One is King is on I-10 and Chimney Rock, and Houston Safe and Lock is at Westheimer and the Beltway. Easy to get to. Go to 975safe.com, you get directions, you can see exactly where it is, and you go to the one that's closest to you. They do more safes in this city than anybody. Maybe half the safes in this city are come through Houston Safe and Lock. They're huge. Derek, you'll probably talk to Derek. He'll show you all of the different safes. Starting as low as $700, you can go way, way expensive. But here's the thing is, get a safe so you can lock up the gun. Lock up the gun so the kids don't get it. Easy access to it. You can get to it, okay? But the kids can't. That'll be perfect. You got a lot of jewelry. You can do that as well. Commercial safes, they've got those for you as well. Home and office safes, floor and wall safes. You can put it on the floor. They'll bolt it to the floor, or you can, you know, that some of them are so heavy, you don't need to be bolted. Whatever the case may be, whatever safe that you need, keep your family safe. They're called safes for a reason. Keep your family safe at 975safe.com, 975safe.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Johnny Ayers just tweeted out, or we tweeted out earlier, 2023 preseason power rankings. Texans 31st. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fast forward to January, and teams 30 and 31 will play next week in the divisional round. Oh, 32 was Baker Mayfield in Tampa. Or 30 was Tampa Bay. Arizona was 32nd. So these two teams are still alive in the division round.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame people for not expecting this out of the Texans. I mean, let's slow down a little bit. A rookie quarterback, rookie coach, one of the worst teams in NFL history. Defenses, one of the worst defenses in NFL history the previous 2 years. And just one of the worst organizations over that 3 year period. It was a mess. So, I mean, look at us now. Listen, it's amazing what they've done. But you cannot blame anybody for doubting the Texans before the season started.
The Texans earned that ranking because of the past 3 years. They earned it. They earned the lack of.
They did.
Nothing is weirder than people going back on something that was obvious to everyone. And then someone outperforms, and then it's like, oh, what do you think now? There's such a pound of flesh mentality where, like, there needs to be a.
And I'm not saying Johnny did that. He's just pointing out that 30 and 31.
Right.
Johnny Harris, yeah. He's pointing out that 30 and 31 are in the postseason.
Oh, I'm not talking about Johnny. Yeah, I'm talking about people that I see and deal with on a daily basis that love to. They'll take anybody that's wrong because they want them to. There should be accountability. I guess you want people who miss predictions. To be fired, you know, who have opinions to be fired. No, the Texans had been crap for 3 years in a row. And so had Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay had been, you know, were not expected to do. And this is what happens. This is why the NFL is so much better than the other leagues from a standpoint of keeping people engaged, because there is true parity here. Now, some people like to point out that baseball has better parity. They'll say, well, baseball actually has parity. But the fact is, you can't, don't tell that to the teams that, I mean, don't tell it to Kansas City. Don't tell it to, you know, the, there's a lot of teams that are, yes, they may flash, but they can't sustain anything. Fan bases can't get behind, sustain, can't buy into teams that can't afford to spend with some of the other teams. They may flash, but they don't stick around. Football is designed so that the teams – football is the ultimate sports socialism because they want level playing fields. They want the ability for small Green Bay, who financially shouldn't be able to compete. In baseball, they wouldn't be able to compete with, you know, the Brewers – on paper, at least, wouldn't be able to compete with a top-end team. But in football, you get the draft pick earlier.
They win their division all the time.
You get draft pick earlier. You get
They just don't win in the postseason. They've had success.
I'm using them as an example. That's Milwaukee. That's not Green Bay.
Right. But like Milwaukee is much smaller than New York.
Green Bay
or
could
LA
never have a baseball team.
Do you think the stories of Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff will make people not regret, but make people not be so quick to lay judgments at the feet of players immediately?
I thought about that. I don't think it has any impact. No one ever learns from history.
Well, Josh Allen was persona non grata after his rookie season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody hated him.
Yeah, there. And then they just act like they didn't. And the way people behave in the draft every year, where every year you're given a history lesson, and you still go back and make mistakes with the history. You are right. We should give teams and players more chances. Now, Baker had put himself in that position. Jared Goff played poorly.
Forget about Jared Goff.
How about
Nick Sirianni? He was in the Super Bowl last year, and they're saying he's got to go.
Was there a chance that Jalen Hurts is not who he was last year, that was the aberration? I know right now the excuse being made, maybe it's not an excuse, but – you know, well, it dislocated his finger in week 18.
He's banged up.
It wasn't good.
Knee injury, too.
What?
Yeah. He's got a knee injury, too.
Yeah, he's banged up.
He's banged up, but the football hasn't been good for quite some time.
Well, no.
It's been about seven games.
No. He's been hurt. It might have coincided with that knee. He's not the same guy.
Might coincide with losing his coordinator?
Yeah.
And play caller?
But they were 10-1.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing the same.
No, he wasn't playing great.
I was kind of keeping track of it, is there a chance? Because Jalen Hurts had bad season, not very good season, amazing season, average season this year.
He was still a pretty good fantasy quarterback, I can tell you that.
Tush-push. How many touchdowns was he scoring when it wasn't the one-yard push? Yeah, he was a good fantasy quarterback.
He was last year.
They had the most unstoppable play other than Gronk in the end zone.
Right.
In the red zone, the brotherly shove is the most unstoppable play I've ever seen in short yardage.
All right.
You imagine running backs get no touchdowns in that offense?
All right, Dusty Baker, New York Giants. He's an advisor along with
San Francisco Giants.
Assistant. Yeah, he's
special assistant.
Special assistant to the owner along with Barry Bonds and Willie
Mays.
Ask
Jeff Bagwell, that's an important role.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have a seat at the table, it absolutely is. Dusty's first managerial job was there back in 93, and now he's back with the Giants, which just will tell you.
This is the perfect job, right? He doesn't have to be a manager, but he still gets to have some input.
It was not Dusty's idea to leave here.
No, it was never his idea.
It was not his idea.
Is there a belief that it wasn't Dusty's? I mean, is there a belief it was Dusty's? From the very outset, he said he was still looking to, we'll see what happens. I'm still going to look to do something. Like, I never believed that was Dusty's call.
Yeah.
Got him pushed out was a big part of it was Yiner Diaz.
Well, yeah. No. But he said, I'm leaving to, you know, all of these podcasts and all of you talking about me and all of this stuff, you know, that helped me make my decision. I don't think I really.
There's still podcasters.
It wasn't Dusty's decision.
But there's still podcasters.
And I think San Francisco has some podcasters, too.
They do, too.
But he's not going to catch bullets. Look.
Well, he's a special assistant.
Yeah. Paul Chryst is staying at Texas. Dana's deciding whether or not he wants to be an analyst or an offensive coordinator. You're an analyst, and guess what? You get paid, and then you don't get any credit, but you don't get any blame either. You're just an analyst.
The only
analyst that ever got all the credit, Gary Patterson.
Yeah.
Gary Patterson, when he came to
– This year, wasn't it? Or was it
the year
last
before
year,
when
yeah.
they went to Alabama and they played great defensively.
Yeah.
Look at Gary Patterson. I'm the DC. I'm going, wait a minute. This was me.
This is Gary Patterson's defense.
Yeah. What? It was me. So, you know, Dusty, he can still have his fingers in it, but he's not going to get the credit. He's not going to get
he's
the blame.
He's 74. Why would you want to be right in the middle of everything?
Well,
except that this is who you are.
Well, at 71, apparently Bill Belichick is still – he's going to Atlanta to get to look for a job. Everybody's saying he should be the Dallas next head coach.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is interviewed. I was on a show at WEEI in Boston yesterday, and they were talking about they wanted my thoughts on the Patriots draft strategies over the years, and you know, just personnel stuff, and we talked about Bill Belichick, and we went through all the stuff that you and I've talked about on here. That it was first, it was really really good, and then it was like, huh. He's a quirky guy. You just never know who he's going to pick. Then it's like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
And it became, what is he doing for too long? And his draft stuff hurt, ended up hurting his team. But I asked those guys, like, well, where do you guys stand on losing? I said, it's just time for, like, yeah. It's great. You love him. But, I mean, he's hurting this organization right now.
He absolutely is. And he's the reason he hurt it was the same that Bill O'Brien hurt this organization. Was you took too much power and you spread yourself.
He
too
can't have that anymore. It's just there's not organizations that are going to give a 71-year-old full autonomy.
Absolutely.
It's just not going to happen.
Jerry ain't going. Are you kidding me? Jerry ain't doing
well,
that.
Well, nobody gets autonomy with Jerry. That's why I don't think he'll coach for Dallas. I don't think he'll coach there because of Jerry Jones.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a perfect spot for him. I think that's a perfect spot.
But having Jerry Jones on a weekly radio show.
Wait a minute, he's got a lot of talent.
He's got a lot of talent, but from a talent standpoint, absolutely. But having an owner on a weekly show comment on your job performance,
Jerry Jones has had Parcells, he's had Jimmy Johnson. He's had big personalities. It's not like he can't. And I think
he ran off Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. Well, Bill Belichick's there until he sets the record.
He'll set a record faster in Dallas, but
yeah.
I don't think he'll end up in Dallas because I don't think he wants to be with Jerry. I think that he, Mike McCarthy still hasn't been fired yet.
We got a break. We'll talk about the other games.
Will Mike McCarthy be fired today? I say yes.
Yes, absolutely. Time to talk right now about our peeps over at Aqueduct Plumbing. We were with Billy and Mary the other day, as a matter of fact, and he's finishing up. It's so hard. Listen, he has huge jobs where he's putting in all of the toilets and sinks and everything else in apartment buildings. And it's just, I mean, because he's so good at this, people, so awesome. But those are big jobs. Here's the deal is you don't have that big job. Did you, last time we had a freeze, my pipes outside in our, we have a little grill area with a sink there. It froze and busted. So,
really?
Yeah. And so I covered it up this time. I taped some towels around it this time. I'm hoping it lasts. But I'm going to tell you what. Y'all are going to have some pipes that are going to bust right now. Put this number in your phone so you've got Billy and he can get to you immediately. 281-488-6238. There are a bunch of you out there listening right now that will need Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing after today. 281-488-6238.
Yeah, big jobs, small jobs. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
I want the ball. Give me the ball.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back. So, both games were pretty much went according to Hoyle, right? The Eagles have been reeling. The Eagles have sucked lately. The Eagles have just been... I mean, they got their ass handed to them by the Giants.
Believe the television. They looked exactly yesterday like they've looked recently.
Yeah.
Looked no different. This is truly Todd Bowles. I mean, the record, he's not on the same level as Stefanski and D'Amico from a standpoint of... And by the way, the Texans would sweep if the playoffs were... Because we have so much recency bias, Will Anderson would be defense player of the year. I mean, defense rookie of the year. CJ offensive, D'Amico head coach of the year. If it waited until after the playoffs, it would, the Texans would sweep, and it would also win. Nick Caserio would win executive of the year. They'd sweep the awards.
Yeah.
If they could. I still think Will Anderson's got a chance. Jalen Carter's been just, I mean, yours yesterday obviously would have hurt his candidacy more, and this weekend would have helped Will Anderson, but I still think Will Anderson has a chance to beat Jalen Carter, defensive player of the year.
I do too. I think the media is going
to. I think D'Amico's got a shot too, but it's hard to say because it's easy to. You're obviously going to be affected by him beating Kevin Stefanski this weekend, and that's not part of the vote. The vote's already in.
No, it's already in. Did you see the Dak Prescott meme? This one?
Yes, it was hilarious.
That's hilarious. So Dak is. They superimposed him over the judge.
The guy came leaping over the top on the judge.
Yeah,
they had that guy on. They used Dak Prescott at his press conference.
And then the other playoff game was the Bills just slaughtered them. Although I will say this,
I wasn't a slaughter. It was a 7-point game late.
Yeah, no, you're right. And actually,
it started
if he doesn't
slaughter?
Throw that pick early in the end zone, I mean, it was a 7-point game at the half as opposed to a 14-point game at the half. Or, no, it was a 10-point game at the half. It could have been,
it was 21-0.
It was 21-7.
And then they got
half.
A field goal blocked.
It should have been a much closer game if Mason Rudolph doesn't throw that pick in the end zone. Anyway, the Bills look good.
They look like they always look in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Dangerous early. Don't put teams away. It's the same thing they always do. Josh Allen is. This is why Josh Allen. I can never discount. Like Josh Allen's always going to be at the top of my list. You know, top three when it comes to quarterbacks. I want. He's always going to be right there. And I know you just have to live with the turn. You have to live with some turnover issues. You have to live with some of the other stuff.
I want him as my quarterback.
His playmaking is so spectacular.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, I'd take him over pretty much everybody other than Pat Mahomes right now. Mahomes is really more of a respect thing, more than how he's played this year. You have to respect what he's capable of doing. But now Kansas City goes on the road. They go on the road to Buffalo, and this is going to be the ninth time I believe they played. It's Pat Mahomes' first road playoff game. Can you believe that? I want to talk about having it good. He's never had to play on the road in the playoffs.
He didn't have to play in Nashville? He didn't have to go there and win? No?
Nope.
His first road playoff game. I didn't know that. Wow. That'll be interesting to see whether or not he can handle it on the
road. It's a whole lot easier playing in the toughest stadium to play in, probably, for opposing defenses at Kansas City. Now he's going to go to a really hard stadium as well with people jumping off of trucks onto tables, elbowing other friends.
They were doing that yesterday. Tables on fire they were jumping on.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to win when you go to a place where,
in all fairness.
Yeah, it's hard to win when you go to a place where people are willing to jump off of structures onto each other, onto tables.
Yeah.
There's a commitment there. Like, I would have never gone to that game. I was outside just walking to my car this morning.
Yeah, I know.
I just thought, this is one of the worst things I've ever experienced in my life.
You cold weather idiots.
And it was like 20 degrees or 25 degrees below that. And there was, you know, and you had to shovel snow and you had to stay outside for hours and hours. I leave inside games after the third quarter. You think I'm staying outside? You think I'm going outside? I could never be that person. I'm too soft to go stay. What's the coldest game you've been involved in?
In Green Bay. We went to see the Texans up there. It was freezing.
I remember
cold.
That was really cold.
I mean, my buddies.
But you grew up. You played football in Chicago.
Oh, I played in one of the coldest game ever. Our state championship game down in Springfield was the coldest I've ever been in my life, ever. It was horrible. And it's just the worst.
What do you do?
Nothing. You can't do anything.
Can you feel your hands?
No, you can't feel anything.
There's no passion. Worst.
You don't want to be out there. You're just like, oh, can we just go? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to play in this? It's not, and it's, you know what sucks is that it's, that Chiefs game was not indicative of any other, that Chiefs-Miami game. In regular conditions, you're going to get a, you'll find out which teams are best. This was just who can withstand the cold the best.
Yeah, but I,
withstand
it's true, but I give Pat Mahomes credit. He was making regular throws. Like, he didn't look like he was super impacted. Travis Kelce had three drops. He obviously was.
He was very, he was not good. He was not good at all. He finally, even the one he bobbled one of his catches that was like, oh my God, he can't catch anything right now. Like, Dalton Schultz, it was nice in the in NRG. Hold on to the ball. Man, I'm really down on Dalton Schultz right now. 758 ESPN 97.5.
It's a weird player to get down on.
73780 and CJ a little bit. CJ wasn't.
Rockets fans are done with Jalen Green officially.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side, right here.
Once again, another guy who simply should play better, just like CJ.
Just play better, Jalen. Play better.
Play better.
Man. We got to talk about that on the other side. Right now, I'm talking about Daisy Brands. Daisy. Okay, so the cool ranch, I mean, it is really, really cool. And then the French onion dip. You got Daisy dip. You got Daisy cottage cheese. You got Daisy sour cream. Now you got Daisy dip, where if you're eating wings, if you're eating chips, if you're eating pizza, whatever the case may be, I just discovered Daisy dip, and it's really, really good. I mean, you're always looking for that really great ranch dressing. Well, this is a really great ranch dressing. Changes the flavor of everything. Don't get ranch-style chips. Get chips and get Daisy dip. You're going to love it. It doesn't have all that junk in it, the MSG or whatever it is. I don't know. The taste is amazing, so you're going to get addictive, and you won't stop eating them. Daisy dip.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
You was a toilet baby. Tiff just plopped down like a little old turd, just right down in a bowl.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.